Мы верим в вас.
We believe in you.
Future starts here and now. Future is you. All the best, dear friends. All the best. Thank you.
For us to check our mics. Mic check. Your mom works at Islands. Your mom works at Islands.
Your mom serves all you can eat fries.
All you can eat fries.
Ruby, yeah, she does, but at Ruby Tuesdays. Okay.
Well, I can't deny that she serves all you can eat fries, but it's a different establishment.
It's a different place, okay?
Different seasoning. You know, I have this thing, and this is maybe like a lung cancer, yeah. Maybe, but I do this thing where I'll
strange,
eat
strange like
yeah. And then I'll like my... yeah and then I start coughing blood.
Yeah, it's
and
I don't want to go to the doctor. Yeah.
This must be the cleanse working.
Yeah. And it might be anxiety too, cuz I think anxiety in the past has caused this shit, but I like really struggle sometimes like breathing, getting a really full breath after I've eaten. It's like my stomach is pressing against my lungs.
I have had this anxiety. I'm eating a Snickers.
All this talk about lung cancer is making you hungry.
It's becoming a trend on the pod.
I've had the same thing.
Dog food is just crushing snacks.
It's anxiety-induced asthma.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't stop thinking right now about how all of our all of our male fans, it's like an ongoing thing for everybody who's listening right now, especially all you dudes out there. All the incels in particular. I know you're like, you hear Dog Boob's voice and you go, damn. Yeah. Who is that? She sounds like an absolute firecracker.
Yeah.
And then she's just smacking yams right now.
Use your imagination.
As she's talking about giving up eating, she's just slamming a box of Snickers.
It's a powerful moment in the pod right now.
It's pretty sexy.
How insecure are we making you feel right now?
Not at all.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's
what comes across,
that's
too.
That's a sign of a strong woman.
I'm a strong
woman. That's why the dudes are into you.
I know.
She's taken.
That's why I've got a line out the door.
Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. Mm-mm. Welcome to Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I am Dog Boobs.
And hey, it's my free day.
The insufferable Dog Boobs and my free day.
I am insufferable.
You are not insufferable.
I've had like three glasses of wine. You'll notice how with insufferable my slurring. You are.
Increasingly
insufferable.
I've had two Ambiens. I've had clonazepam for my anxiety-induced asthma. Amazing. And a beer and two glasses of wine.
So this, and a six-pack of Snicks.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast Halloween. Is like... It's going to descend into Grey Gardens by the end.
We got to do drugs.
Yeah. Well, the sub.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But also do drugs.
Because you've never done any drugs. You've only,
no.
You've only done clozapam.
Hardcore opiates and weed.
We've got to do drugs. Do you guys have any Oxycontin or fentanyl?
Oh, God. I used to.
Have you not done like a straight up...
Like a real drug?
We're buying mushrooms. We're going to... like pencil out a Saturday and it's on kind of a thing.
No, it's only
that's
been
more
weed.
Something you do when you're 17
or 30
or
30
or every Saturday night at my house.
I want to do it.
I mean, we are in Venice Beach right now. Like, you could probably like yell out loud, be like, can anybody give me mushrooms? And like you would just like see one fly over the fence.
Can we plan a special episode?
I think it's
a
great idea.
Really,
I want to
pod.
Live my life to
that
the
would
fullest.
Be very, that'd be very hard to pod.
It would
I
be
think
so
it's illegal,
good.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It is illegal, but it's like, come on. What kind of square is arresting you for mushrooms?
I know. Or we could all just do it and then come back the next day and pot about it and be like, what the fuck?
Mm. Yeah. And be like, I had an anxiety attack. I'm a Christian now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we do it on born again Christians.
Yes.
That'd be cool if somebody came back a Christian after mushrooms. Oh, man.
Or had like a perfect French accent.
Yeah, whoa.
I think you're confusing mushrooms with concussions.
With a coma.
I think those are different things.
Yeah, yeah.
Long-term comas.
Yeah.
Well, I've never done it before, so I wouldn't know.
I heard all the football players in the NFL kill themselves after doing mushrooms.
That would be...
Dude, that would be horrible for the NFL.
Yeah.
And for the Trump
administration. The respectable organization in the country right now.
Totally.
Did you see that Papa John's, by the way, came out and they blamed their bad sales on the NFL?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that guy's
you
deal?
You just have shit
Oh, he's
pizza.
Gotten too powerful. I mean, he's his own god now, right?
Yeah.
So he thinks he can take on the NFL, which, look, I'm not saying he can't win,
right.
But it's an uphill battle. But, dude, I don't know what people like more, pizza or the NFL. Like, I personally like pizza better.
I'm more on the pizza train.
I don't really care about watching
but
football.
But, you know, it's hard because of H3,
I love pizza.
I'm feeling very conflicted because I want to love
Papa Bless,
right? Yeah. And Sody Pops. But Dang. Now that he's like a racist and a douchebag, I'm kind of like,
why is he racist?
Where do I stand? Well, he came out and said, like, if people wouldn't, like, if people wouldn't kneel during the national anthem, our pizza sales would be way better. And it was just like, what the fuck are you rambling on about, John?
First of all, it's just so dumb
your pizza
to
shit.
Bring yourself into that conversation. And then
I know.
My second point is, like, if you disagree with the kneeling, does that make you a racist now?
Well, that's
do people
so that's
do
an
people connect
point.
Those dots?
I don't think so, but I think that there's a whole faction of the internet, especially in the media of the internet, where they connect those dots very quickly.
Right.
Which I don't think is necessarily correct. Like, there's been a big thing. I don't know if you guys, this is actually now where we start getting into Reddit stuff, but
yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have noticed or seen. And I haven't. I don't know where I saw this on Reddit, but it was definitely a front page the last couple days, where 4chan did this kind of elaborate troll, or somehow they were associated with this elaborate troll, where essentially they put up these signs around the country that just said being white is okay, or like whiteness is okay, or something. And everybody is like, "This is racist. I will not stand." And I'm just kind of like, Why do you take the time to get upset about that? Like, just let that, like, the whole reason they're doing that
is to rile you up.
Well, it's a very transparent position, right? It's like,
it should say white is all right. Like, that
should definitely
be
say white is all right.
It's not even catchy.
But it was like one of those things, like, clearly they're doing that to prove that A, saying something that's ultimately completely innocuous is going to really offend people. And B, it's fucking 4chan. Like, that's what they do. That's the whole reason they do literally anything.
Don't fall for it.
It's just to, like, sit in their fucking, you know, their, like, masturbation cubes in their parents' basement, right? Mm-hmm. And, like,
the jizz hut.
Yeah, and, like, you could see, like, they're bringing their fingers together, like, evil people, and, like, the Cheetos are just kind of, like, like, malting off onto their like, rush shirt. Yeah.
I mean, you're literally, you could easily just create two sides of the tribe and be like, if you stand, you're pro-white, right. And if you kneel, you're pro-black. It's getting that simple in the wrong direction.
And I just don't understand. Like, every time I see one of these arguments, I don't... Like, there are some things that are objectively bad, of course. But when I see things like that, I just go, why do you even take the time to worry about it? Like,
you know,
don't even... Don't just look at it and don't take a picture and be like, you better believe I tore this down. Not here. I'd be like, just go to class. It's, like, don't, why does it matter?
It's like, just the epitome of, like, bigger fish to fry.
I know,
like,
exactly.
Don't get distracted by the dumb 4chan shit. That's
I
what
know.
They're trying to do.
I got an idea.
Eye on the prize.
Right.
Come on.
I got a pitch. So, okay, standing means you're a Nazi. Kneeling means you're a Black Panther. So we got to come up with a third and fourth option.
A third option.
Like a crab walk. I'm saying, like, that's
I was
that's
actually just
going
to say crab walk with your pelvis up in the air as far as possible.
Yeah, like
that's cool. Like a dick flag.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like it.
Maybe and like that a headstand. Oh, like, you know that yoga headstand where you're like your knees are on your elbows?
Yeah.
Like,
and
the
that
upside
would be
down
like,
gargoyle?
I respect my
sick.
Fellow Americans, including veterans, but I don't like what's going on right now.
Right.
I think, like a crab walk with, like, a stuffed package, like, so you can make it look like a little bit of a, like, a burner.
Yeah.
And I think that would just make everyone be like, what's,
right.
What's,
it might even legitimize a third party.
I mean, that would actually be a really good way to
diffuse.
To protest and diffuse. If, like, you
to
did
protest
something,
the protest?
Like, if you did something that was, like, absolutely bizarre,
yeah,
and people would just be like, well, he didn't technically kneel, but... It's not really
but he
a
did do a
stand,
crab
that's
walk.
Like a strange.
Yeah,
it looked like he stuffed his package.
I wonder what that meant.
You'd have to make sure that you had some like people of color on your side here, because
right. You'd have to be a multiracial.
If you're
going to
try to
walk.
Like take away attention from a really important cause that they're trying to bring attention to by giving yourself a little dick salute, right. I think, you know, you're going to make some enemies there.
But you do the dick salute with the sign for feminism, for female.
Mm-hmm.
You draw that on your dick.
Okay.
And oh, then, cool. So
and
you're
it's
just
pink.
So you're throwing a bunch of symbols out.
Oh,
and just seeing what sticks.
Yeah, and I think you gotta wear like an Indian feather too.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think this is a fun game to play
as
three white people.
Why don't you throw in a weird, obscure, marginalized nationality too?
Yeah.
like the eastern neighborhood of Dublin.
Right.
Or something. Like something that you're just like, I stand for this one very specific thing, so I don't know. Just educate yourself. You're not educated, so you should definitely
Yeah, like the
yourself.
Oppressed Irish or something?
Yeah, the oppressed Eastern Irish communities.
Man.
The topic of today that we want to talk about is r/Russia-lago, right?
What? And like Mar-a-Lago?
Like Mar-a-Lago, but with Russia. And
oh, I see what they did
the
there.
The reason, so there's a couple reasons why I wanted to bring this up. This is my choice today. It's your dad. This is my choice.
It's
your dad choice. The last week, and this has actually been just the last week, that the Manafort charges were filed, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got to describe what that even means.
Right. So Paul Manafort, who was the, he was the campaign chair, I guess, right? He was leading the campaign for Donald Trump for, I believe, 5 months leading up to his election, right?
Indeed.
He eventually was technically fired, I guess, but he's, through Mueller, who is a special investigator on everything that has to do with the Russia collusion, etc., has since filed charges against him and two others, right? Him, it was him, this guy named Gates, I'm not sure what his name, I think his name is Robert Gates.
Yeah.
And George Papanopoulos, right?
Rick Gates. George Papanopoulos.
I know you're drunk, Dog Boobs, but you need to talk on the mic, buddy.
George Papanopoulos.
There we go.
That is a creamy voice.
There's a creamy voice.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And she's actually eating sour cream.
Yeah. I swear I'm not.
But how would you know?
You'll never know.
I love sour cream.
But yeah, it was a big week.
It was a big week. So I found this sub because I was looking when the news first came out. So this news actually came out on Friday of last week, mm-hmm. but they didn't release the indictment, which was really interesting. So you basically had this thing that was I saw Robert Mueller going into the fucking court. So I'm going to the court. There's going to be charges on Monday. I wonder who it is, right? So it was this really exciting kind of
Stranger
Things season 2 starts on Monday type thing.
Who's it gonna be, Don Jr.?
Exactly.
What's it gonna be?
And so
I love that they're shitting their pants all weekend.
And so
can't wait till Don Jr. gets it.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm actually really excited about that. So charges were filed, and it was against Paul Manafort and those two others. Like I said, Rick Gates and George Papanopoulos.
Yeah, something like that.
Now the charges are complicated. The biggest charge is conspiracy against the United States, which is fucking.
Is that
so
death,
scary?
Death by hanging?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it sounds like turn of the century,
Cold War shit.
You sent one letter to the British, to like your wife in Britain, and now you're going to be hanged because we hate them so goddamn much.
Do you think we'll do a public hanging just to like get some politicians in line?
Well, what's freaky is that Trump can technically pardon any federal offense.
Right.
So people are nervous now because they're like, well, shit.
Right.
What's going to happen? Yeah. But a lot of his charges are for New York State charges against the state of New York. So the president has no power over pardoning state offenses.
Which is obviously strategic, I think, on their part.
Yes.
Because what I would speculate has happened or is happening is they're doing that. And now they're doing that to hopefully flip these guys,
mm-hmm.
like people suspect happened to Michael Flynn, right?
Yep.
And now they're going to talk about, they're hopefully
going to rat out the big
cheese. Going to rat out other people. And I think Papanopoulos is already doing that. So this guy, George Papanopoulos, cracks me up, man. Because he, So he is literally, he was an unpaid intern, I think, or like a volunteer for the Trump administration or for the Trump campaign. And like in doing that, like the eager beaver he was, he'd be like, I could hold of Russia. I have a professor who worked with Russia. And the professor, or his college professor, or somebody he had a relationship with, was just like, I can put you in touch with Putin. And George is like, ooh, please, if it'll give me class credit, right? And then and then now he's being like, he's being investigated federally for corruption charges, which is just so insane. And he's like, might ruin the whole administration as literally a campaign volunteer.
It sucks because he's like a great fall guy for everybody because he's such like a junior nothing.
Totally.
And it would be a sort of a travesty to have him take the heat for something you know he didn't fucking mastermind.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know what I think with the pardons? I think Trump should have like, or any president should have like, three pardons total.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I think interesting?
But every time you use one, you have to chop off a finger.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's got to be some kind of like weight, and there's no check and balance to the pardon system, right? So, how do we like check it? Maybe you have to get another tattoo on the small of your back.
Maybe.
For each pardon, you have to get that person's face tattooed on the small of your back, which would really make you think twice.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because I've heard, and I don't know if it's true, because I don't think anybody knows
that's
what
an original fucking campaign idea, dude.
That's a great
campaign
idea.
I'm going to run on that.
Do it, man.
I'm really shaking things up.
That's pretty close to the rent is too high statement, I think.
Rent is too damn high.
The guy who was always like, he campaigns, and his whole thing is like, rent is too damn high. Have you seen that guy?
No.
He's not the guy that wears the boot on his head, right?
No.
He's the wizard guy, right?
He looks like a wizard. Well,
that guy also doesn't have a job, right?
What is his name?
I'm not sure. But you know who I'm talking
about. Jimmy McMillan?
Maybe it's Jimmy McMillan. But the reason I brought that up is, so there is, I don't know if this is true or it was speculative, but somebody was talking about with the atomic football, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
The atomic football is like, so that the literally the thing that the atomic codes are in.
Yeah,
it's shaped like a football, and it's just like there's a guy who always carries it around, and he's in charge of the atomic football, right?
Cool, dude.
Or the nuclear football, whatever they call it. But
it's so bizarre that like,
I know, it's
humans
very strange.
I kind of would rather have. I just want an adult.
You want it to be called the bomb box.
Would you guys trust me with that?
Depends on how drunk you were. Depends on how many mushrooms you've done.
I'd be so trustworthy.
I don't think you would blow anybody up on accident. I think it'd be more like
on accident.
You'd be more of like a misplaced bomb scenario. You're like, wait, where did I leave the? Did I leave it?
I'm pretty sure that I've been screamed at by enough bosses to keep track of literally everything.
How would I accidentally blow us up? I'm pretty responsible with like stuff like that.
I mean, I regularly leave the stove on when I leave the house. So I do that.
Okay, you don't get it.
I do that like 3 times a week.
You would hide the bomb in the oven and then go preheat the oven for your pizza and then
literally. Yeah. I would go play MLB the Big Show.
Yeah.
You don't get
it. And I would forget that I had turned on the oven and the whole world would explode.
You don't get it.
No, I don't. Not only do I not get it, but I don't want it to begin with.
I would probably procrastinate like the rules. Like I'd have to read some like 900-page manual. And then I'd be like, I'll get to it. And then I just wouldn't until like 10 minutes before. And then people would be like, you know, we got to do the bombs now. And I'm like, hold on, let me just try to flip through 900
pages. I'm not
going to
lie. That's what I do to Russia. Too. I'm a procrastinator.
I'm a little bit of like, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
So the reason I brought the bomb thing is because somebody at some point, I had read it, or I don't remember how I got this information, but they had.
Did you read it?
Did I read it? Yeah. But they had speculated a good way to prevent nuclear disaster or to like, make like ratchet up the stakes was to you had to put the code had to be put in somebody you know's like a heart monitor or something so that if you pulled the code to
somebody
set off
die.
The bomb somebody you cared about would die.
What?
And
that
was
real?
Like, yeah, I don't know if it's real or if it was just a thought experiment about how we can prevent nuclear war. But I thought it was a really brilliant thought experiment because that's a great way to do it.
It's way to personalize
totally
death.
Yeah,
and it should be a young person too, someone who's got
like
their
George
future.
Papadopoulos.
Yes.
Yeah.
It should always be an intern. Hey, Simon.
That poor intern.
You're the guy.
Jonah.
Your heart is in perfect shape, but we're gonna give you a heart murmur monitor.
Well, it's like the way they do with the lethal injections, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you guys know this. It sounds like dog boobs might. But lethal injections, they...
Is that like a hot beef injection?
Similar, yeah. Similar to a hot beef injection.
So no, yeah. I don't know anything about it.
But they will have like several different executioners in a room, and only one of them, it will be the one that kills them, but all of them have the button, so nobody knows who does it.
I hate that.
I love it, man.
I know, because no one has to carry that burden on, exactly. on their shoulders.
Why don't we just, a bullet costs like a nickel. Well, let's just fucking blow someone's head off.
It was the same thing with the fire squad, right? It's like you had a bunch of people.
There would be like five blanks, one bullet. Everyone would aim, shoot. No one knew who had the bullet.
Right.
Everyone goes home with a clear conscience.
There's a way to shave a couple bucks off the killing people process. And I think it should be televised on public TV.
And I think that you should have that system set up. But then a really sick prank that the prison squad could play is... As soon as the guy dies, there's like a little flag that goes up and it says the name of the guy who actually killed him.
Yeah.
It's like, it was Greg.
And
it
was like, and Greg's like, whoa.
But they should win. They should win like not a lot of money, but like $6,000.
Totally. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, so they could buy like that new like washer dryer set. Yeah. They wanted. Like,
Let me really quick read the description and rules for Russia Lago, since I know
we're technically supposed to be talking about
this. Yeah. So there are 12,881 readers. 70 users are here now.
It's probably hot time for this one.
It's hot time. So
how long has this one been around?
This one has been around
probably just
for
like
a
couple 7 months.
Yeah, 7 months.
Oh, that's a long time. Yeah.
Well, it's long. I mean, it's about as long as probably the Trump administration, I think. So,
yeah, think about it.
It's been 11 months, almost 10 months. So,
yeah, we started really gearing up on this Russia thing about 3 months.
I can't believe it's only been one fucking year.
It
with
seems
this
like
goddamn
not
even.
God, shit's gone.
Not
we have
even.
This is like, did you guys ever run track in high school?
Yeah.
This is like, can you imagine after one quarter of the race being like, I'm so tired.
I can't because I ran fucking long distance.
Oh yeah, so you're like,
I would drop out at this point pretending I had period cramps. Like that's what I would have done. But we can't do that here in America. Yeah. We don't have that
because
luxury.
Because periods are illegal now.
Yeah, they are.
You know what's interesting? Like this this guy, who's the prosecutor? Sorry, what's his name?
Mueller.
Bobby Mueller.
So like through this investigation, he's gonna kind of like uncover. He's basically opening he's airing out all the secrets to not only the Trump White House, but also a lot of the Democratic stuff with Hillary.
Well, right,
all their shady business.
Exactly.
Too. So in kind of this like weird
he's
way,
he's a lawman.
Like, Trump could drain the swamp by way of Mueller,
totally
on accident, right? Like in a way, we could expose like. Sort of a generation of politicians who are all basically shady.
Yeah.
Well, Manafort is part of the political system. I mean, it's
and they're all shady and they're all kind of fucking around. So he's like exposing all.
Totally.
Hopefully, everything he finds like becomes public and everybody in America who's like under a certain age is like, you know what? Fuck all these people. They're all super shady. And then their reign is done. This is like. Right. All this like Hollywood sex scandal stuff is like the lid's being blown off right now. It's like kind of the same in Washington. Like it's their version of it. Like let's just all these people are fucked and they've
enough
been lying to
enough.
You. Totally. So I think hopefully maybe it opens people's eyes a little bit to the reality that every time a politician like makes a speech, it's like none of that shit's true, guys.
Totally,
like, don't buy it. Like start to vote for people who seem like real people,
right?
Not like drones who are just like. Talking point for the
or
gun
maybe
lobbies,
the Zodiac killer
or maybe the Zodiac killer.
Yeah, I mean that'd be cool to get like a serial killer in the White House.
I mean, all
it's
I
like,
want.
Hey, maybe
seen...
there already was one.
All I want.
Who?
George W. Bush. Have you seen the likeness to Ted Bundy?
I mean, I have seen that. I have seen that.
There's. I'm just saying.
Wait,
he's
too. He's too
he's
nice
too
of
nice,
a guy. Have you
dude.
Seen his paintings?
Bundy
I know
was nice
beautiful.
Too. Bundy was a real ladies man.
Bundy
was
nice.
A real ladies man.
I'm just
saying.
Blamed,
you know he blamed all of his shit on porn?
Yes. Well, yeah, he was
porn?
Full of shit.
He was like, porn made me do it. If I hadn't looked at porn, I wouldn't have killed all 80 women.
But what's
like,
crazy...
What the fuck, Ted?
I don't know, dude, Ted. We look at a lot of porn
is,
and I
like,
killed
porn,
no
porn
ladies.
Pornhub is like the most popular website in the world.
It's probably pacified more murders than
yeah,
that. And
totally.
The thing is, when he was talking to the FBI, he actually came clean about shit. But then when it came to, this like fucking Christian reverend is going to interview you and put you on TV, that's when he was like, I'm going to say whatever he wants to hear.
Right.
He was just a fucking loser.
Well, you want to hear that the gays made me do it? All right, fine.
All right, I'll do it.
I'm dying soon anyway, so who cares?
Anyway, Russia Lago.
Oh yeah, he's dead. He got killed. Yeah, Russia Lago.
He did.
So this is. You want to read the description?
Yeah, sure. I think it's bullshit.
Those guys. He probably got kept in solitary, but he should have been in the gang yard.
Oh, agreed.
Dude, that's the whole point of prison.
Let's continue talking about Ted Bundy after we read the description.
We should do a Ted Bundy episode. Okay.
Ooh. Serial killers in general.
This is a subreddit focused on discussing the latest news about the links between Trump and Russia, as well as any theories or research you might have on the subject. Think of it like a singularly focused, evidence-based R conspiracy minus the pizza.
Right.
Rules. We all know Pizzagate. Right. Rules. Please keep the discussion... Keep the discussion centered around Russia Lago. Do not discuss any other aspects of politics or the Trump presidency. Number two, this is not an explicitly partisan subreddit. When political discussion unrelated to Russia Lago arises, please try to remain somewhat neutral. Also, be respectful of respectful Trump supporters. Okay. Three, no propaganda outlets allowed. This includes RT, Sputnik, Breitbart, and InfoWars. What is RT? Do you guys know what that
RT is?
RT is
Russian Today.
Russia Today. Yeah. Okay. Number four, primary sources are preferred for link posts. And five, no shit posts. And no all caps titles. Head to R the Mueller for shit posts and memes.
Right.
Which we will.
We love the Mueller. So this is part of the reason why I wanted to do this one is everybody knows we loved conspiracy. I think we loved conspiracy until it like sidetracked into this insane like InfoWars. it's just InfoWars propaganda at this point, unfortunately.
Yeah.
As fun and hilarious as Alex Jones is, I don't subscribe to literally any of his belief systems.
Yeah.
But
he's garbage.
He's the best.
Unfortunately.
But I love him.
He is the best, but he's a fucking crazy guy.
Aliens, pizza. Yeah, aliens and pizza and molestation. They did it. Sandy Hook never happened.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. So Russia Lago is we are in hot times for this, but it is still a little speculation. So there it's a lot of these things where a story will break that on the surface is one thing, but then you dig a little deeper and you're like, oh shit, what does this mean? Where are we going from here? Right? So a good example of this is the second post down hot right now. And by the way, another nice thing about this, and I think that sidebar actually did a really good job being kind of a centrist on this whole thing, is it's not just Republicans, right? I mean, a big thing about this Mueller case is bringing out like the lobbying firm that Manafort worked for a long time is like the major Democratic lobbying firm, right?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you're just
they
like
the dirt.
Like when you pull the string, where does it lead? How far do you go?
Everyone's swamps are gonna be drained.
Exactly. So I actually do think that this has. I don't think it leaves Trump untouched, but it has as big implications on the Clinton family as it does on Trump.
Trump's going to get fucked with, but it's going to also expose the Democrats in a way.
Oh, for sure.
Where it's only going to increase their finger pointing at each other for the next election cycle. Yeah. It's going to be like, well, you did this. Well, you did that. Well, you did this. Oh, you did 100%. That. So like, in a shitty way, again, like it's just going to be more... clarity on how fucked everybody is.
Totally.
Who works in that business.
But hopefully there's some legitimate charges filed that actually affect the system, right?
I hope.
Yeah, so that'd be rad.
So somebody like Donald Trump Jr., for instance, would be a great one to charge because he's not only is he like a bumbling idiot, but he's also like just, you know, like he's Donald Trump Jr., right?
He's the creepy blonde one.
He's the other one.
He's the more handsome one. Let's be honest.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he's the one.
It's like the tallest midget.
Yeah. He's the one who tries to like be a really douchey conservative. Like he did have that tweet the other day that was like
Halloween.
His took his daughter out and he was like, I'm going to take half of my daughter's candy to prove her early that socialism is bad. Right. And everybody was like, bro, the whole premise of Halloween is getting
free candy for everyone.
It's handouts from strangers, you fucking idiot, right?
Yeah.
You dumbass.
Yeah, he's a fucking clown.
What they
clown.
Should have done
he's
is clown boy. He should have said, I'm going to make my daughter spend her saved earnings
right.
for the candy. So right. like when her daughter knocks on the door, he steps in and says, now, stranger at the house, I'm teaching my daughter a lesson on economics. I want you to charge her for the candy you would normally give her for free. And then right. so she has to pay a dollar.
Exactly.
Right. And then he
there
fucks his
go.
Daughter.
Right.
Capitalism.
And then he takes some of the money that she paid them and he builds a bridge with it.
He taxes
exactly.
it.
Yeah. And he fixes the roads.
How many dollars, tax dollars, have they used? You know, like the family.
Oh.
More than...
Oh my God, it's immeasurable,
much.
Dude. That's one of the biggest issues with this administration is the fact that they're all like constantly vacationing and shit.
Right.
Ugh. But anyway, so
not to mention all the blowcane they're snorting.
All the blowcane. But anyway, so the second post down, which I think illuminates this sub in a very good way, in my opinion, is Bob Mercer stepping down from hedge fund, selling Breitbart to his daughters, distancing himself from Bannon. Is it possible that Bannon or Mercer is about to be indicted?
Woo!
And that's really nice because I think that
seems like both of them would be...
Well, I mean, one would assume. I don't know if... I mean, it's tough.
What does being indicted mean?
Indicted is being charged with a crime.
You mean they're saying,
well, no,
you've done this, we're going to now play it out in court.
Indicted means that you... Actually, that's a good question. What's the technical definition of indicted? I don't want to say that charging and indicted are the same thing, but I think it is.
I think it sounds
I think
it like
is.
It, but I just don't really
it's
know.
It's to formally accuse
right.
of or
yeah, so
charge
you're being
crime.
You're charging with somebody.
You're
yeah.
filing a charge publicly.
Exactly.
That right. says this is on right. the books.
So here's another really
so it's on your permie rec.
Oh, heck yeah.
I love this fucking sub, dude. It's just, these are all brain ticklers, man. And that's what's so nice about this. So the third one down, and we had
this is what the draining the swamp looks like.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
that's true.
I you know what would be fucking the biggest brain tickler is if Trump was the biggest self-sacrificer. And he set all this up
and he's like,
just
you didn't
to fuck
know.
The whole system. And he's
I
like,
did this for you, America.
I'm sacrificing. I mean, I don't think that's true
it's
at all.
It's a frustrating
but it might
reality.
Be the it might be the reality of what happens.
Well,
that'd be
so
amazing.
So let's use a Reddit analogy to close that loop, right? Mm-hmm. So the place. The beautiful, amazing place, and I don't know what episode we did, but if you don't know about the place, go back and listen to that episode. The Black Void was what essentially solved the place, right?
Yeah.
Like, it brought everybody together around a collective cause,
right?
And kind of turned disharmony into harmony over a communal fight, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know, I mean, hindsight is 2020, but... I'm sure, despite the fact that 4chan is a bunch of douchers, right? I'm sure there are some people who go, this is how anarchy is supposed to work. That was the whole purpose of the Void. And what we went out to do, it solved. And that's why...
And good one over
exactly.
evil.
Exactly. And that's why we're doing all of this, right?
And there are probably more... I do think there are more good people
I
than
agree.
Shitty people.
Right. But I think good people are easily influenced into shitty. And I think
yeah.
it's a lot harder to influence bad into good.
Well, look at
true
any
that.
Commercial on television. Not right. that companies on TV are all evil or something, but it's very easy to manipulate people's emotions. Like
totally.
And you work in advertising. It's like,
right.
you know, get someone to buy in that to love is good
right.
and then sell them a Subaru. It's like... You know,
right.
they don't totally. Necessarily have anything to do with each other.
Yeah.
It's a car.
It's like getting people to rally around a common hate is so much easier because it doesn't take any vulnerability on their side.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try to rally people around a common love,
right.
you're making yourself vulnerable. It's a lot harder. It's a
well,
lot harder to do. That's why I think it's more common that you see people, you know, mindlessly rallying around a common hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
We do not like hypocrisy in America.
Heck no.
We do not. But goddamn, we're good at it.
Oh,
my God.
Maybe number one.
We are. We're definitely number one. We're number one at everything.
Oh, so much so that, like, at the end of this, when the Democrats look shitty for being scumbags with the Hillary stuff, and then the Republicans look shitty for being scumbags with all their shit, like, both sides are still going to not admit to doing anything
right.
wrong, and both
right.
sides are still going to blame the other side. And it's like...
Mm-hmm.
The whole point, guys, was to say everything's right. a little bit fucked. Like, let's not be that anymore. Man. Let's, like, clean it up. But it's not going to happen. It's
not going to happen. So this is... God, this fucking sub is so good. And this is a tough one. I mean, we're... It sounds like we're just rambling endlessly, and we obviously are. But this one is also one that everybody listening to this right now, I think if you have any interest, or you don't have any interest at all in politics... Because I don't really... This is political by nature, but I don't... It's not really... It almost feels like a detective novel. You know what I mean? Like you're reading this stuff and you're going like, these are interesting clues. What does this mean? How does this work? Where do we go from here? It's like it's giving you an opportunity to create a very specific narrative in your own mind about what's actually happening, and whether or not you want to subscribe to that narrative. I think it's a really important thing that we as a society have fucked up a lot lately. Is thinking just like hearing something and being like, ooh, in my brain this leads over here, so that's obviously true, right? Which is not how it works. I mean, that's the whole reason why conspiracy theories, like, that's the whole reason when you hear a conspiracy theory about, I don't know, chemtrails or you know, fluoride in water turns frogs gay or whatever, which is a popular Alex Jones one, by the way. But
gay frogs, gay frogs, okay, yeah. Gay frogs are in charge of Sandy Hook. They never happened. Oh,
God damn. That's exactly how it sounds. But
two words.
But you need to almost you can't always trust your own brain to make the correct judgment on things. I think sometimes it's really easy to jump to conclusions on accident because we're trained to. And you have to go, hold on for a second. I know that it seems on the surface like this is the case, but give me a moment to read a little bit more and understand a little bit more of what's going on.
I think it's smart to always ask yourself, what do I actually know?
Totally. That is the key. That is a really, really, really smart point.
I'm trying to do this lately with I think a lot of people have beliefs built on who knows what, especially right. these days totally. With like people posting who knows what.
Totally.
So I think what I'm trying to, this is my new thing.
Right.
I haven't really formalized this thing yet, but I think it's good.
The reptilian race?
No, just before I form an opinion. Someone asked me the other day about the NFL take a knee thing, and I'm like, I don't know if I really have an opinion. Like,
right.
Because I haven't really like sat down and thought about it.
Totally.
I don't really know everything. I don't know, like, I guess Kaepernick's thing was about police violence.
Right. It was.
But then, but then I started asking about, okay, what are the police violence facts? Right. Like,
totally.
What's that argument? Like, I don't really know. I've never really sat down. Like, totally. I've seen articles on CNN and fucking the New York Times. Those lean in a direction. Like, right. What's the real facts?
Totally.
I don't know. I'm asking these questions because I'm realizing, I think a lot of people have been manipulated slowly right. with news to form some opinion. But what do you really know? I think it's a good thing to ask yourself.
It's a great question. And I think that's people, I think we try, I don't think we try, but we aggressively pursue an objective, singular truth, and very rarely is that ever the case, right? And so Rush Lago is a great example of that, where...
What do you really know?
Yeah, it's what, like, do you really know, but it's also, like, what... It's not even just what do you really know, but, like, it isn't always so specific as this is the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, most of the time... So the NFL one is a really good example, right? So Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the national anthem, right? So there are a couple different things that you could say here, right?
Before you talk, you're going to be pulling from this, like, swath of information you've slowly gathered over the last year,
totally,
right?
Totally.
And it's like, maybe some of it's real, and maybe some of it's like you got a little bit wrong. And it's all sort of totally. Like filling this bucket
or
in your head.
Or some stuff that you don't even know, or you're not privy to, but you're because you're a critically thinking person, you can make these assessments about it that you might incorporate into your reasoning for thinking in a certain way that might not actually be true, right? So, for example, with the Colin Kaepernick thing, like, and I'm not saying this is the case, but I'm saying that these are the kind of things that people entertain that then become part of their reality when they shouldn't, right? So Colin Kaepernick wasn't playing super well at the time, wasn't getting a lot of playing time. He was a superstar. A couple
I don't
years
think
before,
he was starting.
Wasn't starting.
I don't even know if he was starting.
I don't even
See,
know
I'm
if he
like,
was. But,
like, I feel like he wasn't, but I'm like,
but he wasn't.
Maybe
he wasn't
was.
The star he was from a couple years before, right?
Most of what I say, I don't know if it's actually true.
And I think, so on that point, I think there is a reality, and it's cynical, but it's also truthful, that there are marketing schemes that attract different kind of branding attention, right? So something like Colin Kaepernick kneeling, right, yes, it was about police brutality and violence and whatever, but it could also be about reorganizing his brand to be a certain new thing, right? And that's a very cynical way to look at it, but I'm saying, when I say that, I'm saying that these are the kind of things that make it very difficult to be like, 100%, this is the answer, this is what happened. And this is why I go, hey, listen.
He could be running for office.
It could be a bunch of things, right? Yeah. It could be a bunch of things. Like, there are machines at work behind the scenes, and that's not a conspiracy theory thing. That's, like, true. That's, like, we all work in entertainment or advertising, whatever. Like, we know people at these agencies who go, I have a plan, let's try this thing out and see if we can get into the seeds of the zeitgeist, right?
But that raises another interesting question, because it's like, maybe someone's personal motivation is his own brand. But,
totally.
But at the same time, it's like, it's bringing attention to something that's very real for a lot of people. It's like, I don't know.
Well,
I think what Colin Kaepernick is standing for, what people now who are kneeling for the national anthem are standing for, is really important, and it's brought a lot of attention to it. And I think
for sure
Donald Trump is just trying to
distract
but I'm not
I'm not saying what I just speculated is true. I'm saying that that's an example of one of those little facets of kind of imaginary reality that I think sometimes works itself into people's personal opinions about shit, right?
Because
there was once a time when Trump was running for office, and this may have negatively affected the campaign in a really dangerous way, where people were like, I think he's a plant for Hillary Clinton. I think he's just trying to fuck everything up, and he's just going to do that and then throw it and whatever, right? And like, those are the kind of things that people suddenly go, that you can convince yourself of a lot of things, right?
Yeah,
what
and
you
I think
said
the
earlier
same...
is really important, where you need to take the time to try to understand as many facts as you can, and then weigh them against each other.
But
and
also
then don't turn it into an objective reality. Don't turn it into like, this is the answer.
But then ask yourself where the facts came from.
Totally.
And then
totally.
Question that. Because totally. I work in the television business, and like,
right.
I've read articles.
Totally.
And I'm like, 50% of that's accurate. You know, like
100%.
Because, and you know right. the real story. So you're like, if they got 50% of it
right.
sort of not quite right, but a little bit
right.
like I saw an American Greed episode of some people I knew.
Right.
And I kind of knew the story, and right. I was like, American Greed, like,
you really
basically got 20% of the facts, and you're right. like, but they're producing content and they're selling right. ads and they're running a business. And you're like, okay, so if that's what people are seeing and
right.
that's the information that they have and that's forming their opinion, what really happened?
Well, people
we don't know, but
I think a simple narrative, man.
I think it's important to try to take the time,
right.
ask questions,
right.
don't get sucked into everybody's trying to sell you something, basically. So
everybody's
ask
trying to sell you
what
something. Exactly
who they are, what are they right. selling, and what is the information I
yeah.
know?
Everything from Diet Pepsi to the Trump administration.
So
everybody's trying to sell you something, right?
I do think that. And so, you know, don't be cynical, but, you know, question everything, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and that's part of the democratic process, is
right.
to be informed and try to be well informed, right? And then make your decisions.
Totally.
Now, with the Russia Lago stuff, like, it would be it's almost easy to think like Trump and Putin are buddy buddy, and like
right.
they've got this master's plan,
right?
But I just personally don't think Trump's like that savvy. I think he's like
totally.
Just sort of getting lucky, and the reason why it's working so well, I think the genius behind it all is Putin. I think he's the chess player.
Oh, for sure.
He's the chess master. I think what his goal was to do was to set out to sort of destabilize America.
Yeah.
Look around. This
totally.
Country's in chaos.
And
whatever his plan was,
yes.
Russia has this strong foundational history in chess playing.
Yeah,
they're chess masters. Like they're like the best and invented the sport. And I don't
right.
know if they invented
they're
it or
like
not.
They're like the Ron right. Weasleys.
That's right. They're the
chess.
Yeah. So if that's your, if you know without starting a war, spending a dollar or spending
right.
a few bucks, but not,
right.
not killing people, right? Although Putin's killing tons of people.
Right.
You can sort of take down the superpower without
right.
looking like you did anything, or
totally.
At least like seeming. I think that's the big genius of it all, is what's
oh.
going on. And I think Putin's sitting back right now going like, ha, ha, ha.
I mean,
I did it. Like,
it
he
is,
fucking did all this.
Dude, it is undeniably
genius. Which is amazing.
Genius.
And
that's,
so,
that's the thing that's frustrating about this whole... like, as much as in America we are unfortunately the recipient of this negative, very negative situation. And I don't just mean Trump. I mean like everything. I think the biggest, most devastating aspect of this whole thing is the fact that it has really made a very justifiable questioning of truth and veracity, right?
Yeah, and nothing's true.
Yeah, like I saw something the other day, and
we're
this,
doing we're doing it to each other.
Well, but it's also the troll farms, dude, and that's one of the interesting things that has come out. And that's so that's actually a, another. We're just going to continue
troll
going
farms.
Back to
I like that. I like farms, that
going back to the Russia Lago thing. So the top post of all time on this post, and this was on this had 21,000 upvotes. So this was obviously on the main page or on the front page for a minute. The Donald saw its largest membership spike by far 3 days after the Trump team met with the Kremlin's lawyer at Trump Tower, twice the size of the RNC in election spikes. And that was that was apparently the day the Russians turned on their bot army, right? So
that's and that's like seems to be it's not a fact, but it seems like it's hard to argue against.
Well, that's a numbers
that,
thing. That's that you're becoming a numbers thing.
You're
right?
Like, you know, I don't know if it's what 60% of his
right
online followership is Russian bullshit, right? Troll farming.
Totally.
And that seems to be agreeable.
So one of the big things
anybody
with these
who's
troll
not
farms,
a,
right?
an idiot.
So the troll there are a couple things. So troll farms are
a crap farmer,
exactly. I think troll farms are one thing, right? And I think one thing that's interesting about the troll farms is so Donald Trump's language is very simple, right? And I don't mean that he's a simpleton, because I do think he's smart. I think he's,
well, he speaks in sound bites.
He speaks
which
in
keeps,
sound bites,
which,
and he speaks in very like he speaks
digestible
in simple words, right? Yes. Like every time you see one of his sentences, it just says sad. It ends in sad, right? Like that's the simplest. Like if you were learning English as a second language, dissecting Donald Trump's tweets is fucking like the preliminary classwork, right?
Yeah, which is why it's effective for a certain...
Exactly, and that's also, in my opinion...
That's the broad... It's like a broad comedy, right? Like,
well, it's a broad
what's
comedy.
What's the funniest thing ever?
Totally.
It's like seeing a guy get kicked in the nuts.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Funny in every culture.
Exactly. But that point, too, with the vocabulary, is it's really easy for somebody like Russian troll farms to replicate that in text... to create new memes and new posts and something like the Donald that ends up perpetuating lies and creating new kinds of stories that maybe were never true or are flipping the narrative, because it's very easy to just replicate his style of language. You know what I mean?
Right.
And yeah. Like he's almost created, he's dumbed down critical thinking to such a degree that it's so easy to replicate for people that ordinarily wouldn't be able to replicate American nuance. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
So one of the things that, So this was on Reddit front page, or maybe I found this on Facebook, but it was a really interesting story about there was a very, very, very popular meme that made its rounds during the Trump campaign. That was the devil and Jesus arm wrestling, and it was something about basically the point of like if
I win,
yeah, this was like
Clinton
if, like,
wins.
Clinton, exactly. It was literally. Did you see this?
Yeah.
So and yeah, then if I win,
the
Clinton
devil's
wins.
Like, if I win, Clinton wins, and
right.
Jesus is like,
not if
not
I have anything,
if
to, do
I have
with
anything
it. Right.
To say about it, and it's like, help Jesus win.
Yeah, exactly. One like equals one prayer.
it's
but
amazing.
So apparently, that was created by a Russian troll farm.
Oh, nice.
And
to give people an idea of what troll
wow,
farms
I mean,
that's are.
A complicated right. meme. And it's an effective meme. Yeah.
About American culture, right?
And the fact
like
that they kind of know how to...
Yeah, and troll farms are basically an organization where people create fake accounts and purposely stir up trouble. Like
right.
in the comments section
right.
or, you know, anywhere that you... And you see it all the time, at least
right.
I do, because I
Our
sometimes engage
in
that. Our
boy Ken M is kind of a singular troll
well,
farm.
He is.
Right?
You got
he
trolls
is.
For fun, but what they did was sort of monetize
weaponized
and
weaponized,
and weaponized,
it.
Weaponized
yeah.
trolls.
They
right?
organized and weaponized it.
It's brilliant. I
it's
mean,
fucking brilliant, dude. And it's frustratingly brilliant, because you just look at it and you go, God damn it, Putin.
So
I wish our president was as smart as you.
In a way, Facebook had a lot to do with Donald Trump getting elected.
A huge part.
Which
huge part
do you think they
it,
feel
dude.
At all like...
I think
like guilty for not catching it or knowing what was going on. I mean, how do you? I understand. I think they've now like sort of now they're
right.
wise to it, and they're like, we gotta like make sure posting is done by people.
Well, I think Zuckerberg.
But how do you police
Zuckerberg
free
strikes
speech?
Me? Zuckerberg strikes me as a libertarian, and I don't know if he is, but he kind of just his whole Internet for Everyone campaign strikes me more as a give people whatever, give people access, and then let them do what they can.
Well, right? Yeah, it's you have to understand that whatever you create for good will be used for evil too, right? It's
of course,
scientist that cures cancer, but the weapon he creates is also like the laser beam that
totally
like, whatever.
Well, look at OxyContin, right? Like OxyContin was designed for as a medical innovation on pain.
We're all on OxyContin right now.
Yeah, we're all flipped up on OxyContin.
Flipped out.
But you know, obviously it's ruined so many lives. It's carried this whole epidemic, and people forget. It's for good reason because it's just mind blowing. But
I can't believe there's people making money off that.
Oh, it's fucking crazy.
And they're like regular American people.
I know, but the internet is in its infancy still, right?
Yes.
And I think that when you think of the good versus bad internet conversation, I think a lot of people you look at the internet and you go, oh, well, porn. That's a real evil of the internet, right? And oh, like. You know, the dark web, selling drugs online, real evil internet. It's like, no, dude, the real evil of the internet is manipulating facts through creating false identities.
Yeah, in the past,
that
it was
people's perceptions.
It was
right?
really hard to produce a newspaper. Like,
totally.
You needed
totally.
Real money
totally.
To get that. And then people had like local papers that they printed.
Right.
Yeah.
And they never really got publicated.
And like, then along comes MySpace.
Then along comes the MySpace.
You think Tom has to do with all this?
Yes.
What if we found out that Tom was always an alter ego for Putin?
Oh my God.
And he had,
can you imagine?
I love this conspiracy.
That makes me have to go to the bathroom.
You can.
Around.
All those Snicker bars getting to your bowels.
Go, yeah, I gotta go poop out my Snickers.
You can go inside if you want, or just shut this.
I'll just shut it.
Maybe we'll pause the pod.
Keep it open if you need to. That's weird. I didn't mean that.
So you can't even make cool jokes anymore.
See, I can't even do that.
You can't even
do that without the Eastern Irish Front coming after me.
Not
you know
in this
mean?
Day and age, you know? Not with all the troll farms out there.
All the troll farms.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that... I don't know what it is, but I think, man, like we're biting ourselves in the ass. I think a little bit as like, there's a lot of like American, optimism and like, everything's great and it should be great and love each other and life is beautiful. And, and you're like, okay, fine. Everyone's walking around thinking like, there's nothing wrong in the world.
Right.
In a lot of people in America, based on commercials.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, based on fucking commercials, right?
Yeah.
And then you got this other group of people in Russia who are like, look at all these. It's like we're leaving our wallets and our laptops on the front seat of our car with our windows down.
That's exactly how it is. It's exactly
and
how it is.
We got Russians walking around going like, what?
But our wallets and our computers are our minds, bro.
That's right. Yeah. They're our minds, dude. And we just got jacked. Our mind just got jizzed.
No, it's true. I mean, we're
and I think we've been fat on the hog
for
a long time, and like we don't really have any issues here, especially like the young generation it's had it so easy. And so I think for the first time you're getting a smackdown a little bit, like
dude, totally.
I think we might have touched on this earlier. Like it will open people's eyes a little bit to the reality that you know the world can be a fucked up place, like. Don't be afraid, but like also don't believe everything everybody says, because guess what? You could be getting hustled for sure.
Totally, dude.
And
that's
what annoys me with commercials. That annoys me with politicians, the way they speak. And I'm like, I don't buy that. Just speak to me like an adult and try to speak to me real. Like,
I mean, I'm
a soap company. My soap cleans your butt.
Totally.
We promise.
Man, dude.
It's like, dude, period. End of commercial. I'll be like, sick, dude. Does it smell good? Yeah. Does it clean my bum? Yeah. Cool. I'm in. You got a customer. Like, I don't need to know that you're fucking, like, saving, like, you know, obese people.
Right.
It's bizarre to me that they think I need to know that to buy their product.
Bro, I've been preaching that idea.
It just makes me
fucking ever. And it just frustrates the shit out of me when people, every time I see it, I mean, I think everybody's like this. Every time you see an ad that proposes that its brand is bigger than it is, it makes you hate the brand because you're just like, you are Ramada Hotels. You're not right. The fucking United Nations. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
Ramada Hotels. For every room we rent, we put a homeless guy in the room next to you. You're like, I don't want that guy. God. He's got scabies and stuff. Sorry.
For every twin bed you rent.
we stick a homeless guy in the bed next to you. Ramada Hotels.
We care.
Solving homelessness. You're like, what?
Jesus.
I just want to jerk it in private.
Ramada, I know, dude.
On those nice comforters.
I just, you know, I think we're in an interesting... I mean, I think people need to
grow up a little bit.
People need to grow up a little bit, and people need to. So what? So that's an interesting point. What does it mean to grow up? Because I think we over attach material and non substantial things to the concept of growing up. When the concept of growing up really is mentally and emotionally growing up, right?
Yes.
And I think we associate growing up with all these material things like buying a fucking house and getting married and
those
things and all these
will
things.
Force you to grow up, but it's not the act.
You know, but not everybody, dude. And that's the fucking problem, man.
Well, I think if you're locked into some sort of mortgage situation and you're paying taxes, I think those things force you to then start going, where's my money going to the government? Who's spending? Who am I? Now I'm voting. Now I'm cautious of my politicians. You know, like I think in that sense, you then forced to grow up a little bit. Whereas if you're just a kid, like paying $600 a month in rent, like you're not in the system really.
No, you could
sort of just coast and like eat your acai bowls and fucking.
I could go for where boobs over here. Could go for an
dude.
Acai bowl
I would love to know where you're paying $600 for rent.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you where. Back when I lived in my sailboat, I was paying $500 a month.
Holy smokes.
And I was
Boobs,
literally
you,
just...
You should get a sailboat and live on that, dude. You'd be the hottest sailor in the bay.
I'm
going to
be such a good sailor.
You'd have so many suitors that were like
old,
divorced,
crusty,
52-year-old guys.
Fish
were like, hey,
smelling
dudes. What do you know about toilet pump motors?
Yeah.
Hey, Boobs, my daughter had her first period today, and I don't know what to do about it.
Why don't you come over here and show me personally? And I could just pop my fake eye out and be like, back off, you bitches.
But Dog Boobs has a fake eye for all you male listeners.
I can handle it.
Two fake eyes, actually.
Yeah.
I'm blind.
That's why she pods instead of race car drives.
That's true. The only two options, really. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wish that I've always... One of my big philosophical conspiracies we fuck up... One of the big ways we fuck up our education system is by calling our tests critical thinking exams when you're writing essays.
And they're not.
And I think you're hitting beats, right? Well, like, what you're doing is you're associating the concept of critical thinking with something that people all hate, right? Like people, when you think of critical thinking, you're just like, okay, I'll write a fucking 400-word essay about how the Scarlet Letter was blah.
And I'm part of what we love most about this podcast is that we get to critically think about current events
in real time. Concepts, right? And we get to think about what...
And
we get to critically think.
And we get to get rich off that shit.
And we're bajillionaires, dude.
Yeah, God, we're actually potting from the Sky Needle in Seattle right now. AKA my penthouse.
Yeah, Dog Boobs went to the glass eye store today and got a sapphire, a new sapphire bulb.
Such a cool sapphire eyeball.
It's fucking so
you guys
sick.
One of them's, love it.
You know those
it's a smart ball.
You know those meditation balls you rotate in your hands? That's what she has in her eyes.
That's what I have in my eyes. They're chime. As big as baseballs. They
chime.
Hurt, but like they look good.
Dog Boobs looks like an anime character now.
That's awesome.
On acid.
Not that you would know.
Speaking of which, let's do drugs.
Let's do drugs. I mean the sub, but not
the
sub.
Cool.
I mean just regular drugs.
I just want to do it.
I think we might be personally responsible for throwing Boobs into a existential.
No,
you're gonna start getting like single dread and breastfeeding in public and stuff.
Maybe, but
we should
line up.
We should line up.
Doesn't matter.
A thing of heroin make you snort.
I'll breastfeed
anybody.
Ever,
do you know? Is that a thing that like there are people who?
Yeah,
are
wet
just
nurses.
Like, is that they just breastfeed anybody?
Yeah,
I think it's more in like poorer cultures, I think you need a lot of
you need to be around babies a lot.
You gotta be around a lot of babies that need a lot of milk, because if babies are suckling on you, your body will continue to produce.
Yeah, man.
So I bet there's some of those.
You can't have like 2 week gaps. Like that shit's got to be every day.
We could find a sexy maternal crust punk who's like the the scene breastfeeder. I guarantee you in Venice. I guarantee.
Why does she have to be sexy?
I'm not. No, did I say sexy?
Be, yeah, you did.
That was a less important adjective than maternal.
Okay.
It would be a pretty chill bar. Here's my pitch on it. Here's my pitch.
That sounds really trendy, actually.
It's for single dads, right? It's for dads with widowed wives, because they don't have the boobs anymore, but they need to get the milk. Right. So what do you do? You go to this bar. It's full of all these ladies who are wet nurses. They all got huge jugs, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's like a strange prostitution thing.
Yeah, it's win-win-win. It's like the women get paid.
Right. It's nourishment.
The kids get food. And dads get to see...
Get to know these ladies.
You get to hang out with other dads.
See jugs.
But also get to know them. Like, yeah, who's feeding my baby right now?
Who's... Yeah. Can I get Janet today? Carol was not doing it for me.
Like, oh, I'm Esperanza.
You know what would be cool is to throw in a haircut, a couple haircut chairs.
Oh,
get a little trim up, a little neck trim.
Esperanza. Does Esperanza have a little bit of like a little bit of a chipotle powder in the nips?
Yeah, a little bit. I was actually thinking she was a gypsy, but that's a slur I found out.
Gypsy?
Yeah.
I think they're
like Romani people.
Is aren't that what they? Yeah. Aren't gypsies actual? Aren't they like traveler caravan people?
Well, the official term.
But there's like a race almost. Yeah, but so, you gotta be Romani.
I think you should watch. Okay, hold on.
I know a lot about this. I studied Romanian in
college.
Yeah.
Who's
not actually kidding.
More progressive than you told you it's a slur, but then there are people like me who didn't intend it to be a slur, right. So I don't think it is. Now,
I hear you.
It's hard to catch all the news.
But
the new
dad majored in gypsies in college. So.
I didn't major. I studied. This is actually strange and true, but I was very, very focused on Romanian economics in college.
Interesting.
So I got a minor in economics. I wrote all my papers about Romania, and then I went there after college and just backpacked up through the Carpathian Mountains in Transylvania.
Sweet.
And it was fucking bizarre.
Were
but
you
I had,
training for the Olympic gymnastics team?
Yeah, pretty much. That's actually a very strange story. That's actually why I did it, is when I was 12.
Your dad. I know everything, dude.
Okay. I know. I had a huge crush on this Romanian gymnast.
Oh.
When I was 12, so was it wasn't weird.
Was she 2 feet tall?
She was probably like 5. She eventually lost her gold medals to a steroid issue, I think, or some sort of HGH.
Apparently everybody in the Olympics is juicing.
Her name was Andrea Radicon, if I remember correctly. But she was, I want to say it was the 96 Olympics. I was probably around 12. I was very young, but she had a huge crush on her, and I saw a profile on her in ESPN the magazine, which I loved, and I was like, what is this bizarre place? It looks like shit, but the gymnast is smoking hot. Mm-hmm. Why, what's going on here? And then I just became obsessed with
the
Romania.
96 Olympics.
So
they had a hot team that year, I remember, because the American team was Dominic Muciano.
Yeah.
Dominic Dawes.
Was that her name? Dominic Dawes, right?
Yeah. And so my name is, I can't tell you my real name.
Oh, yeah.
But it rhymes with Dominique.
Right.
It's Frederic.
Josh Anique.
Frederic.
Josh Anique. It's a French version of Josh.
Yeah.
So cool.
Bill Anique.
Bill Anique. Yeah, but that was a hot Olympics for people, I think, of our generation. Yeah. Like, that was a fun one they promoted. That was Dan and Dave, wasn't it?
Dan and Dave. Oh, the
Dan
the...
versus Dave? No, that was 92.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I remember. Is there anything that has to do with them for Mar-a-Lago that we could talk about?
Yeah, well, let me Rush-a-Lago? Pipe in a little Rush-a-Lago. Because
we're also getting slightly in Rogan time, but we've also barely talked about Rush-a-Lago. So I wonder if...
I'm falling asleep on my microphone.
She's
also.
Literally... I'm watching it happen in real time. She needs a... She needs a...
You need drugs,
Iqbay,
dude.
I need drugs, guys.
So, I mean, I guess we could talk about... What do we think? Like, that like some people are going to get accused of a lot of shit. Will they be put in prison?
I don't know.
Will they hire fancy attorneys to defend them?
I saw an interesting article on Rush-a-Lago that was like, why Trump should be freaked out right now. It's not necessarily that he's going to be indicted for, you know, treason or anything like that. It's that Mueller's going to be following the money. And he is, without a doubt, corrupt.
Right.
So, like, things, shit's going to come out,
right?
You know, with his finances. That's why he's been so hesitant to release his tax returns and, you know, release any information about that. So that's interesting to me because, I mean, even if he's covered his own ass,
right,
legally, we're going to start hearing about his finances, and that's right, going to teach us a lot about
him. Or at the very least, we're going to find out that a lot of the premise of his identity isn't real, right? So, like, he's not nearly as rich as he says he is. He has, like, an insane amount of debt in strange places, right? There's going to be a lot of things that come out.
He'll have to defend a lot of things.
He's going to have to defend a lot of things, which he probably won't. He's probably going to deflect it, of course. But
the crazy part about this is that so will probably the Clintons and a lot of the Democrats, too. Of course.
I mean,
because they were involved in this.
Well,
they just didn't win.
I think they're involved in a lot more traditional, a lot more of a traditional politician way.
I think they have pay to play politician with the Russians that will come out of this too. It's like not only did the Russians and the Clintons seem to have worked a lot together in the past, and I think that'll come out.
The one thing I will say,
draining the swamp, dude.
It's drain and swap for sure.
I think there's going to be a lot of people on both sides that are going to go down.
I agree.
And I kind of like it.
The one thing that is important to know
is that Dog Boobs is asleep on the mic.
Literally asleep on the mic.
This is the first time.
I'm listening.
Pretty cool. She's listening. Listening attentively. She's just practicing as a listener right now.
I'm just listening.
It's fine.
I'm very tired. It's really late. It's like 9 o'clock.
Take a nap on the mic. It's fine.
Okay.
We'll wake you up when it's time.
Let me know.
I think people can feel your calm vibes.
I know.
Yeah, it's actually kind of calm.
She's been she's been just ripping oxys this whole time. So. Yeah. I think even though there's a lot of corrupt bullshit going on, I think there's also the reality that there is a certain way that politics works that shouldn't be disregarded just because it seems corrupt to people who work in a different format. And I'm not justifying corruptness, but I'm saying what you mentioned pay to play, but it's something like so the Iran deal, for instance, right? The Iran deal was a big thing during the presidency of the Obama presidency. All we hear about is the Iran deal, but what got to that Iran deal is the exact same shit that you see with a lot of other businesses, right? Where you go, cool, we'll give you this if you give us this.
Yeah.
We'll give you this if you give us this. We'll give you this and we'll give you a deal.
And that's how lobbying works and stuff. And exactly. I was talking to somebody who I know that works as a lobbyist, and I was kind of like bitching about the system, and they were defending the system, saying like, look, like, you know, the more you're in the ear of a politician, the more they're going to listen. And,
totally.
And we're professional hand raisers, essentially. We're going to bug most citizens are too busy with their daily lives to focus on talking to politicians.
Right.
You could become a lobbyist tomorrow.
Right.
You just start showing up at these people's offices. Hey, can I buy you lunch?
Totally.
You know, that's essentially what they do, except then they give them a bunch of campaign financing and hook them up with, like, get them reelected.
I mean, it's the same. We're talking about the entertainment industry,
but
dude.
It's the same thing.
It's the same shit. Same as the advertising industry. There's a lot of places that go, hey, we're going to show you our reel. We're going to come. We're going to give you lunch. And then we'll show you a reel.
Yeah. So
and then we'll have a conversation.
Okay.
Afterwards.
This back to the question. Back to earlier, we talked about growing. Like, maybe people need to grow up a little bit. It's like, look, I was probably for a long time like altruistically naive about like how things should work versus how things do work.
Right.
And I think it like, you know, I think young people probably have this attitude of like, how, you know, how is everybody not like perfectly honest all the time?
Sorry.
Dog Boobs is a sophomore in college right now.
I'm trying to get comfortable in class.
There's a 9 a.m. business 101 class that she has to go to.
There are
300 people in class. and this is the only class that she's gone to all year. And if she doesn't go to this, she automatically fails.
Yeah, my dad spent like $3,000 on every class. I have to be there.
She's literally like...
So the question is, so you growing up, like... Now, you can say, like, it's just business. We need to grow up. Like, quit being such like, a naive idiot. Now, does that mean you're giving up or you're like, allowing corruption to happen then? Is that the same thing? I don't know. Like, I think we need to...
I mean, that goes with any of these systems, man. Like, it's the same as... There is always going to be a system that people are not privy to that happens behind the scenes. But it goes with any industry. Every single industry. It's like...
So I was in Montreal recently, and the guy I was with, there was so much construction going on around
town.
Why do you
think people are friendly with people that they want to work with?
Totally, dude.
It's
the same. It's a microcosm of the same system.
It's a microcosm of the same system. I'm only being nice to you. And I'm not saying everybody's like this, but you're going to be more nice to someone you want to work with. And that's not a real... That's not you being honest with yourself, maybe. And so that's a small version of a bigger version, which is the only reason I'm taking you to lunch and buying you a lobster and getting you two hookers.
Right.
One of them's a man. Who likes feet.
Fun.
Choices.
Is because I want you to work with me or do what's in my best interest or my party's best. So... Look, everybody does a version of it. So this is back to also like, what are the facts? What do we know? Like, let's beware of our judgment a little bit. When you say, fuck the lobbying system, there should be no money in politics. Like, I don't know. We all work in a business where we essentially do the same thing.
We do the same thing.
On a smaller level.
And there are always limits, and there are things that are truly corrupt and beyond the interest of the public that need to be mitigated, right? But so the reason I brought up Montreal is because my buddy was saying how there's construction fucking everywhere. And he was like, there's always construction. The mob is big in Montreal for construction. Like, that's one of their big things, right? So, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, okay, so that seems corrupt when you word it that way. But then you take a step back and you go, like, there's a lot of construction, but, like, they're just restoring shit. And even if it's just a little bit of a broken glass theory thing where it's just like... the bridge isn't really broken, but we're going to fix it anyway. And there's money going to that. And there's money going to this. It's like, that is in some places, that's just how the system works.
Well, and I'm sure in New York, if you want to build a 80-story skyscraper that's worth a trillion whatever dollars, you're going to have to be approved. And to get approved by somebody in the government who's a fucking schmuck, you got to get... them on your good side,
right?
And like,
yeah, and there are different. They're like, look at Donald Jr. and Ivanka and like all the people involved in the presidency, right? It's all a system of nepotism, and nepotism alone seems like an extremely corrupt thing. But then you go, is that just the way the system works? I don't know. Like nobody wants.
Are you trying to say like, I'm not? Family fabric like keeps. Small groups of people together in clean, like, so to not give your own family like a leg up, it sounds bad. Everyone will say I would never, but
of course you would.
All you do, especially when you have a kid, is whatever is best for the kid.
Exactly.
I'm not going to give my kid the shittiest education because another kid has a shitty education.
Right.
I would be like, no, that doesn't
even just think of the narrative of like, so if you're working on a TV show and your kid's like, I want to work in the movies, right? You'd be like, all right, I'll call a friend, right? And then down the line, it's like, how'd he get that job? Well, his dad has a friend at Fox, right? Is that wrong or is that reality? And that, I think that's the question. I think a lot of the things on Mar-a-Lago Russia-Lago kind of propose in a weird way. It's like, I don't think it's a good thing. A lot of what's happening, but the theme here is not necessarily saying that it's bad. A little beer crackle.
We tried to time it.
At the same time. Unsuccessfully. But I think it's looking at some of these stories in trying to figure out how they stitch together in another narrative that accompanies all the other facts that you have and creates a bigger story around it. And not being so frank about being like, Trump's the fucking worst. Like, Hillary Clinton's the fucking worst. It's never that basic, man. Like, there are a lot of details that go into this. And it gets into the relativity of ethics, and there's a lot of weird
people
things,
you think
man.
You like that are perfect probably did all the same shit that people you hate that aren't perfect are also doing. So it's like...
I mean, Bernie Sanders' wife had a fucking scandal recently, man.
Yeah, they got probably like 10 houses and they're like... You know, it's like, they're all about money too. Like, well, everyone wants money. Like, you know, it's cool. And we're just... Money's great. And to say like, we don't want to make money and we don't want to have nice things is defeats the whole purpose of America. It's, I mean, America's all about making that cash,
and,
baby.
And I think we're in a weird time too, where, you know, this has been a strange week because all the Kevin Spacey stuff and the Harvey Weinstein and the point that I would like to make on something like that, and I think it also applies to a lot of what you'd see in Russia Lago, is do your best to take all facts, all sides, and all rationality into your own personal belief system and try to make sense of the overall thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say try to be forgiving and whatever, because I think that it is a very difficult situation, but I think we just live in a very, we live in a style of rationality in our society right now that is, people get very objective and very black and white about how social justice works. I don't know how to articulate it, but
I think people choose they form their opinions based on their team's opinion as opposed to your facts.
Yeah.
Like the amount of sort of naive, fake outrage at the reality of the way things are versus people's public reaction to the way things seem, like, sort of bugs me. Like, when something comes out like, politicians were taken to a private island and wined and dined with strippers. That is disgusting. You're like, that shit's been going on forever.
Totally.
And you know about it.
Right.
And so does everybody else.
Right.
And don't be a naive fool.
Right.
Now, you personally don't have to participate in it.
Right.
But somebody else is going to.
Totally.
Right this second it's happening.
Totally.
So, when shit comes out about Hollywood and a guy with power like Harvey Weinstein or Kevin Spacey trying to use that power to get jacked off, people, I'm surprised that people are outraged. I'm surprised that people are acting outraged when
that's a really interesting way to put it, actually.
We know
acting outraged,
we know that, like, that's how the fucking system works.
Totally.
And it's been going like that forever. So,
you know, it's not
stop
saying,
like acting not, outraged and like, let's be like, yeah, this is how people are with each other.
It's not condoning the system. I think there's a big difference between saying like, this is how the system is, and this is condoning the system. I'm just skeptical of mass outrage because sometimes it feels inauthentic.
Yes.
And I would just prefer that when these things happen, we go, cool, let's get this guy out of his job, reclaim or reaccommodate the culture of today for the new society that this thing is.
And guess what? Right? Like, what I think there's going to be more of these stories.
Totally,
and it's sort of like that generation of people, 50, 60, 70 year olds,
right?
You know, when they were in their 30s was the 80s,
right?
Or something. You know, ton of blow.
Right.
Nothing's being recorded on phones.
Totally.
Everything's just like everything's me and anecdotal. You in a room, anecdotal.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to prove shit. And you're coming out of the 70s where like sexual revolution, like, I don't know. I'm watching The Deuce on HBO and I'm literally Googling while I'm watching, like, is this fucking how it was in New York? Like, there's just hookers everywhere and pimps and it's kind of cool and the cops are in on it. And I'm like,
that and you're just like,
is that how, like, and it's like, I'm like reading articles like, yeah, that's how it was. And I'm like, whoa.
Then,
so no shit.
Exactly.
This is the way people acted. Like, and it doesn't seem that bad for the time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's okay, but like, it seems normal for the time.
Well, it's very not okay for the current context. I think it's okay to be outraged right now. But people need to be responsible and take the time and take the mental energy to contextualize it a little bit so that we can do a better job at solving it for the future.
Yes. Right? And I think instead of acting outraged, we should be, I don't know, don't listen to me, but being more thoughtful about what are the pieces at play that have caused this effect.
Like,
is a maybe a better way to approach it.
Exactly.
It's more constructive.
Yeah.
We find like a homeostasis within society of and it tends to like land on what logically works for everybody. And like if the mayor said, I'm going to install ramps to launch over intersections where people are walking, you'd be like, that sounds kind of crazy, dude. Like, I don't think people would end up going for that stuff, right? Like, we end up sort of agreeing on the things that sort of work.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that some of the crazy ideas in all directions, like, don't make it to the next stage because, like, look, not everyone's going to sign off on that shit. Like, slavery, dude. Slavery. Like,
yeah.
That more people were against it than for it. And totally. So guess what? It went away. Like,
totally.
And I think as, you know, those are good progressions. But some of the, like, the ideas that are pitched are like, well, that's kind of dumb.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, sometimes, I mean, that's the nature of democracy in theory, right? But I think I think that sometimes, you know, the variable that people frustratingly struggle to incorporate is time. So something like the post-gender society, maybe we will eventually get to that point. It's possible.
This could be the beginning of a 50-year like arc.
It could, right? I mean, look at smoking.
There's guys like me who are like old-fashioned who are like, huh?
But you might get to the point where you go, I don't really agree. I don't really understand, but like if everybody else is into it, I don't really care.
We could look back on it and be like the gay argument. You're like, I guess everyone, like we could be like our parents' generation or whatever, your grandparents of like being gay. Huh?
Yeah, totally.
And our generation is like, yeah, what?
But that's also, what I mean, I always so like, think
yeah,
of,
you're right.
of could... smoking is the concept because there was once a time where you could smoke on airplanes, dude. Are you fucking crazy?
Like now that... smoking is like you're worse than a child molester.
Exactly. And so it's one of those things where...
That's marketing, baby.
But that's also over time, people go, you know what? You're right. This doesn't do well for me, whatever, et cetera. Moving on. Marijuana is another good example. Like there are people in prison for life. For possession of marijuana.
That's fucked.
And it's legal now.
Yeah, they should be let out.
They should totally be let out. But it's...
That's cost us a lot of buckaroos.
Totally. And it's... But it's one of those things where sometimes these trends develop. And somehow this is related to Russia-Lago, which we probably need to close this one up because I know we're definitely in Rogan time. But, you know, I think... so let's close this out one on a very concise Russia-Lago thing. So Russia-Lago... is a very interesting sub. I know we did not talk about it in depth, but what we did talk about are a lot of the higher level reasons why something like Russia-Lago exists as a sub that even though it's kind of about conspiracy, in my opinion, it's a lot more about proposing potential realities and letting the reader look at those realities with as much of a non-biased view as you can. And try to make sense of the narrative, the very, very complicated narrative that's going on with the Russian collusion. So, there are a lot of different parts of our society that can use the same kind of rationality.
Yeah. I think what, like, the good thing that'll come out of all this Russia-Lago stuff is, you know, we'll have shown that they'll be able to expose.
Right.
A lot of the sort of negative behaviors that have been going on and hopefully now we can say, oh, now we don't stand for any of that shit.
Totally.
And hopefully it cleans it up a little bit.
Well, we can take the time to figure out where we stand on these things, right? Mm-hmm. But I guess my lasting thought before we close this one out, because this has been really long and very opinionated, but
we're putting a third of the pod to bed.
Right, pretty much. But try your best to temper your desire for outrage and take the time to critically think about the issues that you're being dealt from both sides and then make an assessment based on what you know and what you could continue to learn.
Can I say, like, I don't think I've ever really been outraged. Like, I'm not a very reactionary guy.
Yeah.
Like, let me rephrase. Like, I've never been outraged by what I saw on the news. Maybe, like, the Las Vegas shooting, I was like, whoa, like that's pretty fucking intense. But like a lot of like this political stuff, I'm like, I'm not surprised that people act this way. So instead of acting surprised and being like, I can't believe somebody would pay someone to get an edge. You're like, what do you think happens?
What do you not believe about
How do you...
There are shows
how do you think
based on that.
Yeah. The world works. Totally. And look, like, I will admit, like, as a younger guy, like, I never really assumed that's how shit went down. Totally. But I think as you mature, seeing some of these mechanisms in play more and more and more, you totally. Go, okay, yeah, this is just how business is done.
Totally.
Now there's, like, kind of a clean way and there's, like, a really dirty way. And I right. think we need to blow the whistle on the dirty and right. keep the clean.
So I think that's Russia-Lago, we kind of touched on it. This one's a little bit of like homework for the listener.
There's a lot of deep reading right. articles, but it's a really great sub if
it's
you
a really
want to
great sub.
Sort of dive into some of the
well,
stuff.
Well, it's a little bit of the conspiracy thing, and
but
there's
what,
a lot to it.
What
but
you and I kind of like to take out of this is you know,
bigger issues.
Well,
bigger
what
questions.
Is it? What are the implications? Like,
right.
what are we? What does it mean for us as a society, especially now in this time?
Right.
Why did something like this was able to? Why was something like this able to happen?
Totally.
You know, social media, all that shit was right. like affected. Like, I think people also are walking around a little bit like head in the clouds. Like,
totally.
Life is great, and then you know, like I said, your laptop and your wallet's on the front seat,
right.
and the Russians just jacked our mind.
So let's take a couple randoms to close one out.
I just landed on one that's oops, didn't mean to.
Oh, what's that?
People doing stuff intentionally, then pretending it was not on purpose. Huh. So I think it's like, I accidentally took this picture, but it's like, I planned to take it.
Oh, really?
So I could post it on my Instagram or something.
That's really funny.
It's like a whole sub of people.
Oh, it's a sub of people faking that they didn't mean to do something?
Faking accidental things and then being like, oh, look what I accidentally did.
Oh,
them,
it's
like,
look at this accidental pose.
I guess maybe
perfect.
It's like a
yeah.
version of a humble brag.
Well, there's that sub, quit your bullshit. That's really good.
Oh, nice.
And quit your bullshit's like that, where people go, yeah, okay, that's funny that you say that, because you have a history of doing this exact same thing. So, So I just landed on one. This is one of the strangest ones I've ever landed on as a random, which kind of, I guess, could be cool if we ever cover this, though it's strange. This is AMA in German, like specifically German AMA.
But is it written in German?
Well, it would be in German, but my Google Translate translated it for me.
Well, it's just kind of interesting to hear a German person's perspective specifically.
Holy shit, no way, this isn't real.
Are they eating people?
No, what?
Germans have a knack for eating human flesh.
Oh my god, this is fucking crazy. This is the second one down.
Is it the guy that ate the guy's penis?
Bro, no, listen to this. I am a pedophile and work professionally with children. Ask me anything.
Is he admitting to...
I'm so confused.
Is he... Oh, God, that's so German. Why are Germans so sexually weird?
Information about me. Male, 27-year-old educator. I'm a pedophile and find it all right after a long period of fear and repression. I have never lived out my passion and will never do that. Proof of my identity... is the mods before. That seems like it's a German translation on accident.
So how are you a pedophile if you don't, you know, file peds?
I think it's you're just attracted to kids, maybe?
So he wants to do it.
But
he
we'll
works
never...
with kids.
Well, he said from now, definitely... So
don't you think somebody needs to hack this
so
guy and, like,
German,
take
dude.
Him down?
Bro, this is a really intense AMA thing. Holy smokes, dude. I am an inmate at Stein Prison. What the fuck is... What is this sub? These are really intense. There are almost 300,000 readers here.
All the German ones are...
Oh my god, dude.
I just got to the cannibalism subreddit, by the way, which we should probably do.
You know, we're doing randoms and we're trying to get away from from our serious... Are extremely serious.
Oh, I thought cannibalism was like a lighthearted one. It was like, hey, who wants to eat meat? Yeah!
I mean, what would be, if you had to eat one body part, what would you do? I guess it'd be the ass, right?
That's like that tough, like cheap Ralph's steak you get on
right.
sale. That's been on
right.
sale for a couple days. I actually think penis meat would be really nice and tender.
Probably true.
I'm not interested in like... being a gay man.
A gay man?
But
a game, man.
I would eat, oh man, I guess that love handle meat seems pretty good.
I think so.
Yeah, like right around the small of the back, I bet there's some nice soft tissue that would be pretty delish.
Interesting. This is a sub. I found a sub dedicated to Tony Pizza. He's a sports commentator in Cleveland.
Tony Pizza.
This is Birds with Arms. Oh, Birds with Arms is classic. Birds with Arms is one of them. It's a very popular sub that a lot of people bring up when they're like, look how crazy red it is. But it's, there are a lot crazier ones.
Right. It's always on the list.
Yeah. But it actually has half as many subscribers as German AMA.
An interesting point. Like if you Google crazy Reddit subs, you'll kind of get the same like 25.
Totally. It's Birds with Arms. There's that one that's like
G.
Solipsism I see a lot.
Yeah.
Solipsism's like everything's about being one.
And you know what I almost feel like a lot, like I don't, they're not good discussion points. They're more like random weirdness.
Well, they're like
there's not a lot of depth.
Totally. It's like people being like, can you believe this website called Reddit where they have a thing dedicated to birds with arms? Would you believe it? Right.
What I like,
it's like a local newscast
about
shit.
This podcast is that we can extract hopefully social implications of the times.
Totally.
Based on some interesting subs.
I agree. Like Fresno. That's what we did on Fresno.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, dude. Awesome. Kevin Federline's from Fresno.
Is that true? Yeah. How did we not talk about him? Did we talk about him?
I posted a picture called...
Oh, yeah, you're right. I remember that now.
K-Fed. But I said K-Field, and then I wrote Fresno's greatest export. It was my That was my joke. Because it's a farming community.
Right.
Yeah, you know. I thought it was pretty clever.
The best jokes need explained. Well, as they say.
They're high level. I mean,
very, very high level. So this is actually a really good one for us to end on. And maybe this is one we can do next week since it seems like maybe this is something we should do since we can't. So this is r/ how to not give a fuck.
Oh, there's a book.
Oh, is that what this is about?
The Art of Not Giving a Fuck is kind of like a self-help book that I've read. It's good. It's like a good quick read.
Well, so this is how to not give a fuck.com is the paradoxical problem free philosophy.
Now this might be like derivative of that, or maybe I don't know what came first, the chicken or the flags.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's kind of a combination of nihilism and
I think there's some sweet spot of try not almost what we were talking about earlier, like manage your outrage, like don't get sucked into shit that doesn't matter.
Right.
You've got so many days on the planet, you know.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck about stuff that doesn't really matter to you specifically in your journey. Like there's so many traps out there, right?
Totally. Oh my god, so many traps. That's a good one to end on, but I can't, you know, just hitting random is a fun, this is like a fun drunk game. If we weren't
Oh, this is an interesting one called Set It. S-E-D-D-I-T. It's okay. It's a seduction site. So it's like, I think people telling seduction stories.
Huh.
It's like penthouse forums, I guess.
Oh, really?
Hopefully.
That's kind of fun.
That's how I learned to read.
That's how I learned to read.
That's all we had in my shotgun shack.
Damn, dude. So this is one. This is very visual, so I don't know how we can do this one, but this is so fucking sick, and I would love to do this. WTF garage sale.
Ooh, nice. Very visual. That's got to be a live
real
pod,
fun
I
one.
Think.
So this is.
I grew up living at garage sales, so I've seen that in real life.
I mean, bro, this one is so fun. This is literally, so this is a
wildly.
Damn, dude. I mean, this is literally just, yeah, wow. That, I mean, I love this. I would love to.
This is a funny one I just found, which is also visual, but it's funny. It's called Wildly Penis.
Okay.
And it's all pictures of things that look like penises, but they're not actually, they're like toys that look like dicks.
That's amazing.
But I've just never heard of this one. So this, like,
oh, like, I love Reddit.
Like
so
a
much.
My 9-year-old's birthday cake with like a, but like the like unicorn horn on the top totally. Just looks like a huge dong.
That's literally all it is a huge dong. All right. Well, so if you want to send us any emails, do it at hi@didyouwriteit.com. If you want to, you know what? Here's a fun game. send us emails about what you think Dog Boobs is dreaming about right now.
Yeah, and a sketch would be good. A hand sketch. A
sketch would be great. Ho for show, I'm looking at you. We actually have a new, really active new fan named Hannah.
Whoa.
I don't know her. She
sounds educated.
Dude, she's awesome because she sends me just meme photos.
I like Hannah.
She's great.
Hannah seems like one of those names where you're like, you seem like a cool person.
I want to know you.
I'd like to get to know you.
I want to know you.
Hannah, but, what color paint should I paint my house? Next, she'll probably be like, off-white. You're like, cool. Thanks.
She'll send you a nihilist meme. But send us photos of what you think Dog Boobs is dreaming about right now. And leave a review on iTunes.
And if anybody can guess the size of our feet equally, we will send you a sword.
We'll send you a sword. That's true. We've done it before. All right. We're so far in Joe Rogan time. Bye.